Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the investor call of Cosmo First Limited to discuss the Q2 and H1 FY26 results. Today we have with us from the management, Group CEO Mr. Pankaj Poddar and Group CFO Mr. Neeraj Jain. Starting off with the statutory declaration, certain statements in the conference call may be forward-looking. These statements are based on management's current expectation and are subject to uncertainties and changes in circumstances. These statements are not the guarantees of future results. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Now, may I request Mr. Neeraj Jain to take us through his opening remarks, subsequent to which we can open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, Neeraj Ji.
Well, thank you. Very good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. And thank you for joining us on Cosmo September 2025 results conference call. Our financial results for the September 25 quarter and investors presentation both are available on company's website. Hope you could go through the same. We'll begin this call with a brief opening remarks from the management side, which may be followed by the question. First, talking about the results, consolidated sales for the September 25 quarter is 919 crore, which is higher compared to last year's same quarter by almost 21%, primarily due to higher volume. EBITDA for the quarter has increased by 19% to 128 crores compared to 107 crores in September 24 quarter. Well, EBITDA in fact had three favorable factors and three unfavorable factors. First, let me talk about those factors and then I will also try to quantify those for you. In terms of favorable factors, higher sales volume by 25%, largely because of the new capacity. Second, higher specialty margin. Third, improved performance of our specialty chemical subsidiary. These three favorable factors. The unfavorable factors include the margin decline on the BOPP and BOPET commodity film due to imports in India. Higher USA tariffs, which could only be partially passed on to the customers. And third one is the stabilization cost related to commissioning of the new line. Let me try to quantify those for you. First, I am comparing September 26 quarter with September 24 quarter. First is the higher sales volume has a favorable impact of close to 33 crore rupees. Higher specialty margins has a favorable impact of 10 crore rupees. Improved performance of specialty chemical subsidiaries by close to 4 crore rupees. In terms of unfavorable factors, lower BOPP margins is close to 16 crore. Lower BOPET margin is close to 7 crore. And higher USA tariff impact has close to 6 crore rupee of impact. Let me now quantify these factors for you compared to previous quarter also. Means I'm comparing now September 25 quarter with the June 25 quarter. Higher sales volume has a favorable impact of 20 crore. Higher specialty margins has a favorable impact of 5 crore. Improved performance of specialty chemical subsidy has a favorable impact of 1.5 crore. In terms of unfavorable factors, lower BOPP margin has adverse impact of close to 7 crore. Lower BOPET margin has an unfavorable impact of close to 4 crore. And higher USA tariffs has an unfavorable impact of close to 6 crore. You would notice our PAT impact is muted, although there is an increase in the EBITDA level, largely because of increased depreciation and interest related to new capacities. The BOPP line, the new BOPP line is ramping up each stage by stage and could achieve close to 2/3 of the potential in quarter two. We expect this line to get fully utilized by quarter four of FY26. BOPP film's gross margins has been running close to 22 rupees per kg during September 25 quarter as compared to 25 rupees per kg in previous quarter, June 25 quarter. BOPET film gross margin has been running at ₹6 per kg in September 25 quarter versus ₹12 per kg in June 25 quarter. The margin drop, as we discussed, largely because of the import, which got curtailed towards the end of the quarter. Now I'm moving to outlook. In terms of outlook, if we look at macro level, the company has invested in key packaging assets over last 3 years, which include BOPP line, CPP line, window film, etc. All these investments have started commercial production recently and should provide a significant ramp up in revenue as well as profitability in the coming years. The new film line are most cost efficient and should make Cosmo more competitive in the market. Well, for film business, the company's focus will be on taking full leverage of the new investments, grow specialty film, and further try to push down the cost, which we expect close to 25 crore rupees of the annualized impact of the cost specialization in 12 to 15 months from now. In current year FY26, the company is expanding capability in coating and other high-end specialty products, which should yield results in the coming year. Moving to specialty chemical subsidy, the specialty chemical subsidy has continued to achieve traction and posted record EBITDA of 13 crore rupees on top line of close to 49 crore rupees in September 25 quarter. The specialty chemical subsidy also developed 3 new but coated products in the compared to the previous quarter, which should get commercialized over the next 2 quarters. We expect this growth trend for the specialty chemical subsidy to continue with new innovative products. Moving to rigid packaging, Cosmo Plastec, which is our rigid packaging business vertical, the focus is on achieving profitability through higher capacity utilization and improving on the cost efficiency. The business has reached close to 70% capacity utilization in quarter two, which should further increase in the coming quarter. Moving to consumer businesses, well, Cosmo has 2 consumer businesses. One, Zigli, which is into pet care space, and second, Cosmo Consumers, which includes window film, paint protection film, and ceramic coating. Both the consumer businesses continue to scale up during the quarter. For Zigli, the business model is fast moving towards services and house brands, which is a high-margin business. Zigli has also acquired 2 established veterinary hospitals during the quarter, one in Mumbai and another in Bangalore. Both of these are profitable centers. Now I'm moving to corporate side. The company's net debt position at September 25 is close to 1,230 crore rupees, which is 2.97 times to EBITDA and 0.8 times to equity. At this stage, the company is running close to peak level of the debt as most of the debt related to planned growth is already built in the balance sheet, but we do not have full year effective returns coming out of this as of now. We should start in the coming quarters. We believe the net debt reduction should happen in the coming years fairly fast. During the quarter, the company has also earned globally recognized Information Security Management Certificate, which is called ISO IEC 27001, in this quarter. Well, now all our plants are partially using renewable power as source of energy. In FY25, the company has used more than 50% of the power consumption from renewable sources, which we are targeting to increase further to close to two-thirds from in 12 to 15 months from now. Besides environment, this will also facilitate cost rationalization. On this note, we conclude our opening remarks and would be glad to discuss any questions. Over to you for the question and answer session, please.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Nirav Jimudia from Annual Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, a few questions to ask. So first, on the clarification side, the positive and the negative impact which you mentioned in your opening remarks pertains to at the EBITDA level or at the PBT level?
Those were at the EBITDA level.
Correct. And sir, you also touched upon the impact on our business from the U.S. tariff side. So just wanted to understand, like, the impact numbers, what you mentioned. First of all, what is the current tariff to us in terms of exporting films to USA, A and B? To what level of tariffs we are able to pass on and the balance is showing as an impact in our P&L?
Sure, fair enough. I think earlier it used to be 5%. Post August, it moved to 55%. So as of now, it's 55% tariff on import of film in USA from India. As we know, this tariff increased in two parts in the month of the August. One at the beginning of the August. Second part was towards the end of the August. So full month impact was for the September. As we mentioned, close to 6 crore rupees was the impact for the quarter two results. So if we annualize, we expect close to 55 crore numbers annualized impact if there is no change from now in terms of the tariff. But having said so, a significant part of this, we could also take price increases from the customers. So we expect close to half of this, we took the price increase from the customers. So remaining net impact for us is close to 25% tariff.
Correct. So just to summarize here, 25% till 25% we have taken the price increases, and let's say the balance 30% is still the impact on the books. So just want to reiterate here, let's say if hypothetically the additional tariffs which were levied in the last round goes away, this impact of 55 crores on an annual basis, what you mentioned, should also go away, correct?
That's right.
Got it, sir. So second question is on the newer lines, what you mentioned that it should start seeing the ramp up or fully ramped up from Q4 of FY26. So just wanted to understand here, you also mentioned some cost associated with it because of which the numbers were not fully reflecting on the P&L side. So just wanted to understand, let's say once it fully ramps up, what sort of cost savings one should envisage, A, on the variable side and B, on the fixed cost side. So if you can just compare it with your older lines, what we are currently having vis-a-vis this newer line, and give some quantitative understanding, that would be very helpful.
Yeah. So basically, you know, the fixed costs have already been incurred for the new line, while once we scale up, the fixed costs are going to remain same. Second is, for any new line, you have to end up doing a lot of trials during stabilization. So those trials would not carry on. So in this quarter, we could easily say that a couple of crores have gone into different kind of trials and multiple shutdowns that we had to take to ramp up the speed.
Correct. So safe to assume that the newer line would have a lower variable cost vis-a-vis our current existing lines, and in terms of percentages, if you can share, let's say, vis-a-vis our existing lines and the newer lines which we have currently commissioned, what sort of cost advantage should come to us once it is fully ramped up?
It will be 15% lower cost.
Okay. Got it. Sir, third question is on, let's say, once this line is fully ramped up, do we need to expand on the specialty or the semi-specialty lines? Because last time when you mentioned, we were already at 76-80% close to the volumes from the specialty side. So let's say once this line starts ramping up and it is fully utilized, do we need to further invest on the semi-specialty and specialty lines?
So see, some of it has already been commissioned. We have added two new lines very recently, and two lines are under commissioning. One line will come up in the quarter four, and the other line will come up in the quarter one of next year. So basically, these are part of 2 crores of capex that's planned for this year. And then beyond this, that we are kind of in a consolidation phase, and we are not committing any further capex at this stage, any major capex, I would say, for the rest of the year and for the next year.
Correct. And sir, with this four lines, what you mentioned, would it again help us to go back to that 70-80 percentage ranges in terms of the volume mix between the specialty and commodity?
Yeah, that is what is planned, and obviously it would not happen overnight. It is going to happen in a fit manner.
Over a period of time.
But yeah, that is a plan that for within next 2 to 3 years, we are back to the same numbers. And we have already started two very large, which at this stage we would like to keep it confident. But there are two very important product lines that we are going to start within the film. And once we start scaling up, we'll certainly share with the investors.
Got it. So last from my side, sir, last conference call you mentioned that there were some unreasonable imports of BOPP into India with the competitor line going out. So where are we currently in terms of those imports? So have they been exhausted, and let's say over some period of time we can again see some sort of positive price increases in the market? What's your take on that?
Yes, so see, in anticipation, some traders did import, and that negatively impacted in August, September. Diwali month is always a tight month for the industry historically, because a lot of Gujarati traders and certain other traders, they shut down almost for 15 days. Things are getting back to normal. Imports are not happening because most of these importers realize that they lost a lot of money in this import exercise. Now, we have to also consider the fact that four new BOPP lines got added. So there is not as much shortage which happened once that line got fired, that plant had fire. There is a fair balance between demand and supply, and the prices should improve from here.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much, sir, for all the detailed answers, and I'll back in the queue if I have any.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Raman KV from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Sir, I joined the call a little late. Can you be? Can you just repeat the realization for the quarter with respect to the films?
Okay. So, gross margin on the BOPP film quarter two was running 22 rupees per kg. It was compared to 25 rupees per kg in the June 25 quarter. In terms of the BOPP film, the gross margin was running close to 6 rupees per kg compared to 12 rupees per kg in June 20.
So the second one was 6 rupees in which BO?
BOPET, BOPET or the PET.
BOPET, okay, yeah, okay. So I have noticed that both the realization across both the products has dropped significantly, especially with the BOPET. Can you give us an idea about, is it because of the oversupply in the market or is it because the decline in the raw material prices?
So as we mentioned, there was some import which has happened starting from the month of August, which towards the end of the quarter, which tempered, it reduced significantly, and now post quarter also, it has reduced very, very significantly. So because of that import, we reduced the selling price. That's why the margin reduced.
Okay, sir. So my second question is with respect to the specialty films like the brain protecting films and sun protecting films. How much did we do, if you can give us a rough figure with respect to the top line, and how are we expecting to scale this up?
So there is definitely traction in these two films, and each quarter there is a sales growth which is happening. As of last quarter, we are close to 4.5 crore rupees of the sales for the quarter.
And sir, how are we planning to scale the business up? Because if I understand this, these are very niche and specialized products, and this will also help us shift from a commodity-driven business, and these have a better margin realization as well.
Yes, so these are consumer businesses. See, the window film and paint protection film have two sides of it. One is, in India, we are working towards making it a consumer product, launch it as a consumer product, while there are export opportunities also. So domestic, whatever till now has happened is largely in the domestic market. And, month on month, as Neeraj said, that we are scaling up, we are adding up more distributors. And at some point in time, we would like to even explore, how can we even scale this up faster through time-tested ways. As far as the export is concerned, we have hired salespeople for the export market. Our teams are working in US, Europe, South America, and Middle East markets to have distributors even in those regions. So it will be a mix of both. And in the recent past, we've also launched ceramic coatings for the car. So we, for cars now, we have three options: window films, ceramic coatings, and paint protection film. While for the architectural building side, we have window films, and in the near future, we are planning to add one more product line so that we have multiple options both for the buildings and the car.
Okay, so my final question is, how any guidance for the revenue for the entire year with respect to these specialty films?
Yes, you see, it's very difficult to give such projections, but at a very broad level, we could close this year between 3,500 to 3,800 crores. And within that, the specialty portfolio should be anywhere between 1,700 to 2,000 crores. Actually, it
Understood,
should be more,
sir.
Because I'm saying
2%, okay.
But our value is more. So, sorry to say this number. I was looking more from volume perspective. I think the number should be close to 2,200 to 2,500 crores. We actually look more as a volume number. We never get the absolute number, but it will be close to something between 2,200 to 2,500 crores.
And so the overall, you said 3,500 crores, right?
35 to 3,500 crores.
Okay. And sir, can we expect the gross margin with respect to BOPP to remain at 22 levels for the entire year, or will it pick up in the second half now that imports have reduced?
Ideally, it should pick up from here because it's the season time for our industry. And also the demand supply. So if at all, the margins should ideally go up from here. So nobody can predict the future. But what we feel is that we should go up.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aman Kumar from AK Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Sir, my question related to this, right now the spread has come down significantly. So what is the current spread in the commodity BOPP film?
What has come down?
Spread, that gross margin.
Yeah, gross margin has come down because of imports in between and is expected to improve from here.
So right now it is around 22 or even less than that?
It is on an improving trend.
Okay. And sir, how is the demand supply balance in the BOPP segment going forward over the next 2-3 years?
See, right now, as we said, it is fairly balanced. If at all, demand should be slightly more. Next year, there are 2 to 3 lines expected to come up, and India grows right now at 2 lines per year. So, but the problem always is that supply comes immediately while demand growth happens month after month. But in so many lines, 2 to 3 lines is not going to make a huge difference. So I would say that demand supply should largely remain balanced for the next couple of years. A year thereafter, again, there are 3 to 4 lines expected. So this kind of lines are normally fine to get added to the system.
So how the company will counter this oversupply situation going forward?
We will continue to remain focused on specialty and exports.
So, sir, what is the current extra margin we are getting in the value-added and semi-value-added film?
Normally, on an average, it is 2.5 times of commodity margins, but commodity margins keep changing, so it is very difficult to put up.
You can see this information on our website also in investors' presentation. Large product category-wise, we have mentioned the margins separately for specialty film, semi-specialty film, and the commodity.
Okay, sir. And, sir, in the last quarter, as you have said, that PPF and Sun Guard film has clocked a turnover of around 4.5 crore. Is it right, sir?
Yes.
So, when can we expect a significant ramp-up in this business?
I mean, it will continue to grow quarter on quarter. Building a brand takes its own time. I cannot say that by when. Obviously, the teams are working. We are trying to scale up the domestic as well as the export market. So this year, we expect to close around 20 CR, and next year, we should try to make it 2 to 3 times of this sales. And we expect that thereafter, we should be doing maybe 100 crores.
And sir, what about Jiggly? Till what time we can expect a turnaround in this business? Because right now every quarter we are making a loss of around 11.5 crore rupees. So when this losses get stopped, as per your opinion?
The losses stopping. See, business itself has a lot of interest globally because pet care is a very upcoming segment. Such kind of retail businesses takes its own time to be, you know, unless you scale up, you do not earn profit. But the good thing is that we are highly focused on the services side and the private labels. But profitability may take easily 3 to 4 years from here.
And one last question, sir. How we will address this U.S. market? Because right now at 55% duty, we will definitely see squeeze in margin. So in the previous call, you were said that we are also looking to divert some of the business to other countries. So is the company planning to do that, or we are talking to the customers to increase the price?
The first one, the point is that you might see that, though the revenues have scaled up, but our losses have remained at a similar level. So that's a very positive news for the Jiggly business. That we could increase the revenues without increasing losses. I'm sure a time will come when the losses will start coming down also, but the absolute profitability is going to take some time. Coming to USC, we have set up a deadline for us that if, let's say, the duties doesn't go away by December, then we are going to go back to the customers and ask for more price increases. though at a global level we are still making profit when it comes to US business, but obviously we should be doing better. So our plan of action is that we will wait until December, and if these duties do not go away, then go back to the customers and seek for more price increase. Irrespective, you know, we have already grown good exports in other markets, and if you would see that our export levels have only gone up in this quarter rather than coming down.
Okay, sir. Thanks, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nikhil from Swarm Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
Thanks for this opportunity, sir. Congratulations on the good top and growth that you have posted. So just wanted to get some confirmation from you. So you said FY26 guidance for top line is around 3,800 odd crores. So if you can throw some light on the EBITDA that you are projecting for the year.
Very difficult to project that. Very difficult to project that.
Okay. And sir, on the spread level, so you mentioned that it is at 22 and 6 rupees for BOPP and BOPET respectively. So if you can tell us what is the current level that we are functioning at, like maybe October and first half of November?
It is on improving trend. It's very difficult to share day-to-day numbers, but it's on an improving trend.
But if you would have anything on November end, what was the price for the November?
Yes, I mean, it's changing every day. We will share next quarter what remains for the quarter. But as I said, this is on improving trend. It should improve further. October is, the Diwali month is always the most tight month for the industry. November has just started. We are not even halfway through in November. We do expect prices to get better.
Okay. And sir, you mentioned that the debt level, you are close to the peak level. So when are we expecting that to go down? And what could be the debt level for during the year end?
You see, right now, this year, the debt is not going to reduce because this year we had planned for 250 crore capex. But the next year, we have not planned any significant capex. So next year, you should see a reduction in their capex. And any kind of projects in our industry takes time. And given that we are controlling capex, so debt levels will continue to come up. But we have no major capital expenditure plan for next 18 months.
Okay. And sir, just following back with the previous participant that you have mentioned that in case if the US tariff problem is not getting settled by December, you might go back to the customers for price hikes. So other than that, also, are we trying to look after newer geographies and acquisition of newer clients?
Oh, yes. We have done a good job there in the last few months.
Sir, if you can say which all geographies are you targeting?
See, for us, I mean, every market, we look as a separate market. But I would say in general, the entire Americas and Europe and even Middle East Africa has done well for us.
Okay. Americas, Europe, Middle East, and Africa, you are saying. Any newer market that you are targeting?
I mean, 70% world is already covered.
So, Pankaj, including Latin American countries, so this obviously includes a very significant part of the world.
Okay. Those are my questions. Thanks for answering those. Just in case if I have any further questions, I'll rejoin the queue. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vipul Kumar Shah from Sumangal Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. So, sir, what is the progress on demerger of pet care vertical? Because it is depressing our results and maybe it is having a negative effect on our valuation also.
So see, even earlier we had said that we have a certain plan to do that. You know, we had set a deadline a couple of years back that by March 27, ideally we would like to do. So we are monitoring the situation very closely, and at this stage we continue to remain that by March 27, ideally we would like to demerge it.
But definitely, just to add to what Pankaj said, I mean, this will not be negative anymore. it will definitely, we expect this to create value for the stakeholders.
Okay. And, sir, regarding your specialty and semi-specialty volume, so it has come down by 16 basis points if I compare it to Q2 of FY25. Is it mainly due to stabilization of this new BOPP line?
Yes, yeah. I mean, you will notice we started new BOPP significant, very large line from the June 25 onwards. So, post that, initially, you know, when you start very large line, you sell more the commodity immediately. It may not be possible to increase the specialty that much. So, that's why the at the company level, our ratio of the specialty has come down. But still, we are more than half in terms of the volume and maybe more than 60% in terms of the value specialty films. As Pankaj mentioned sometime back, I mean, we are looking at very assertively to enhance specialty and semi-specialty in the coming quarters. And we are also launching a couple of new products in that journey. So we are looking looking forward to this, getting the better numbers there.
So what is the capacity of this line, and out of that capacity, what percentage of that is specialty now, and where do you see that reaching over next 12 months?
So we tried to touch on this. Actually, nameplate capacity is 81,000 metric ton of the BOPP new line. Actual production could be, depending on the product mix, but largely let us say 60,000 metric ton on annualized basis. We could achieve close to two-thirds of the capacity utilization on this during the quarter two as speed of the line is increasing in parts. But we expect, as we have guided also, by the end of the quarter four, we should be able to achieve close to full utilization on the new global line.
No, but out of the two-thirds capacity utilization, what percentage was specialty and semi-specialty?
This could be about 18% to 20% in quarter two.
And where do you see that figure reaching over next 12 months?
Our target is to close to 70%. As for the corporate level, we took the target close to two-thirds of the 70%. We'll try to sell more the specialty and semi-specialty taken together. But it will not happen immediate basis. It will take some time.
Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today's conference. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Well, thank you. Let me try to summarize. For the film business, the company's focus will be definitely to take full leverage of the new investments, grow our specialty film, and further push down the cost. Among new business vertical, specialty chemical is already making decent profit and is growing. Growth and profitability will be the key focus area for the other business verticals in the coming quarters, including Cosmo Consumer and Cosmo Plastic, which is a rigid packaging business. While Zigli may take some time to become profitable, however, should be a significant value creator. So at the end of the call, I will repeat the statutory declaration. Certain statements in this phone call may be forward-looking statements. These statements are based on management's current expectations and are subject to uncertainty and changes in circumstances. These statements are not guarantees of future results. Thank you very much for joining the call.
Thank you. On behalf of Cosmo Force Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.